My name is Tilly Watts. I'm 16 years old. Today is December 6, 2020, and I'm speaking with Krupa Patel, who is my friend and classmate. I'm recording this interview in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
Hi, my name is Krupa Patel, and I'm 17 years old. Today's date is December 6, 2020, and I'm speaking with Tilly Watts, who is my classmate and friend. I'm recording this interview in New Berlin, Wisconsin.
All right, so to start with, just like during this COVID experience especially, what has been like the most frightening thing that you've had to deal with?
I definitely think the most frightening thing is like the fact that not everyone follows all the rules and is safe about like wearing a mask. I don't know, just like not going out as much, social distancing. I feel like that's the most scary part. But also like everyone in my family has had corona except me, which is like really rare. And I think it's like also made me less scared, which I think is quite dangerous because I'm like, but I still follow the rules. But like the fact that like I didn't have corona and they were all completely fine. Like I had old people in my family get sick, but they weren't really like genuinely sick. So I was like, oh, okay, I don't think it's that bad. So I just like, I think it's important for everyone to know that like everyone does like that has COVID is not gonna like die. Even though you could if you're like not healthy or in like a good state of physical condition.
I definitely understand that and agree with it because, you know, going around, you see all of like the mask mandates and stores are always saying, you know, you have to wear a mask when you come in. And then you see the odd person that doesn't wear it. And it's scary. Like everyone just steers clear of them. And especially for you as well, you know, having older family members and they've had corona. I mean, that must have been quite scary for you and your family, just knowing that it's generally the older people with suppressed immune systems that are the ones that suffer the most in comparison to like us younger kids. You know, we will get it and then we're asymptomatic, which means like we don't have any symptoms and everything, so that's definitely scary. So also just another question, like who is someone that you can't see right now who you really wish that you could?
Oh, so for me and my family, like we're from India, obviously. So we had weddings going on in India that were planned way before like coronavirus. And I was really hoping to see my family. I haven't been there in like a fat minute, like 3 to 6 years. So I was really hoping to see them. So it would definitely be them, like whose wedding it was. I want to see my family in India. And I just want to make sure they're safe because it's definitely getting way worse there compared to America. America's like worse, but India's gaining because of like their high population and they don't have like very good hygiene, so
yeah. But that's worrying, you know, like, and for me as well, you know, being from England, being away from family. But you know, we're all, everyone has a story that comes out of this situation that we're in. Like everyone's situation is just so unique and different, and you just have to realize that people are going through a lot at this time. You have to be sensitive towards that. So kind of like bouncing off of the family idea, who do you most worry about in your family right now?
Oh, I definitely think my grandma. Like both my grandparents live with me, so I think my grandma from my mother's side is like, she's very prone to sickness. Like she has heart conditions and she has like high blood pressure, all that stuff. So luckily she was the only person in my family other than me who did not get corona because she wasn't living with us at that time. But I'm so grateful that she didn't get it, because if she did, I feel like there would be much more like stress and like tension behind her case, because it'd be worse. But yeah.
Definitely. All right. Well, I hope everyone found this interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.